Hello there, you are listening to The Gamer's Point, a weekly podcast where we talk about video games. Brought to you by WBSU Brockport, 89.1, The Point. Now kick back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a very special episode of The Gamer's Point. Why the fuck are you laughing already? We haven't even started playing.
We're not even playing video games.
Yeah, I know. This isn't even a video game.
It is gaming, I guess.
Yeah, that's why it loosely counts. This is a special episode where we're not going to talk about video games at all, because apparently I've abandoned everything the show has once stood for. I'm going to be out of town next week, so we're not going to be able to assemble. Fuck you, Sean. And we are going to play a game of Cards Against Humanity and record it as a replacement. If you don't like it, you can go fuck yourself, because this is the best I can do. So, yeah, let's go around the table, do some introductions. I'm Zach Hilmer, gamer extraordinaire. If you Google my name, some words I write about video games come up sometimes, maybe. I don't know.
You've used that line before.
I use it pretty much every time.
All right.
So go fuck yourself.
I'm Sean, and I'm disappointed that we're not talking about real games today, but we'll see how this goes.
Well, all right. That starts us off on a positive note.
I'm Anthony, and I regret coming after you.
I'm Matt. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Oh, it's a new person. Look at that. It's Matt Brady.
I think the words we used last time... Like,
what was it you said about him, Sean?
Oh, talking about
him. We were.
We mentioned you, and then we were like, then we mentioned why you would never be on the podcast, and then now you're on the podcast.
Yeah, literally 1 week after we joked about how we would never let you on, here you are, so there we go.
It always works that way for me.
And who are you two lovely people?
I'm another Matt that's never been on a podcast, too.
Hi, I'm Danielle, and I have played video games before.
All right, that makes you more qualified than most of us here.
I was excited that the other Zach wasn't coming, because then we wouldn't have any repeat names, but then you invited Matt, so now we have repeat names again.
You gotta have repeat names.
Yeah, it pretty much won't be a show unless we have two
other
people
Zach
with the same name.
With, like, a massive stomach bug or something.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. We definitely needed to know that. Yes. You could have just said he was sick, but I just have images of, like, that Joe throwing up or shitting himself.
As worried as possible.
Okay,
oh my gosh, I love your podcast voice. It's so fun.
What are you... it's slightly louder than my regular voice.
So different.
Oh, go fuck yourself. All right, we're going to play a game of Cards Against Humanity and just basically read it to you out loud. If you've never played it, it's basically apples to apples, except for... horrible, horrible people, and it usually makes for a great time. So, who wants to begin judging? Anyone?
I know, it ain't you.
Okay,
just
well,
go
fine.
For it. Yeah.
I'll do host. It.
Come on. So, the black card for this round is it's a two card one. Bleh. I'm so fucking articulate. So you give me two cards, and then you put the one on the bottom that you want me to read first. Okay. So it's with enough time and pressure, blank. Will turn into blank. With enough time and pressure, blank will turn into blank. I did not take into account the long, awkward silences that would occur as people picked their hands. Just gonna have to fill it with a meaningless conversation. So,
bottom first
that you want me to read.
We should like the Jeopardy music in between.
Maybe I can edit that in later. Or not, because I don't want to. Oh, yeah, like Alex Drew Beck personally listens to The Gamer's Point, definitely.
Probably does.
Is that everyone?
Oh, he's really mad when he mentions his name.
Is that everyone? Going once, going twice? All right. With enough time and pressure, Lumberjack Fantasies will turn into a sea of troubles.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the implications are for that, but I don't like that.
That was like a stretch.
With enough time and pressure... the thin veneer of situational casualty that underlines porn will turn into drinking 10 5-hour energies to get 50 continuous hours of energy.
Oh God!
You just made someone just wanted me to read a lot of words. That was just convoluted as shit.
Too many words.
Just getting rid of it.
With enough time and pressure, the entire internet will turn into a vagina that leads to another dimension. All right, that might be the winner. I enjoyed that. With enough time and pressure, exploding pigeons will turn into child protective services. I don't get that one, so fuck you. And with enough time and pressure, A murder most foul will turn into...
You read that backwards. You're supposed to do the... You said the...
Well, yeah, I wonder whose card this is.
Mine.
I fucked that up. Well, now you... I'm not going to read it.
I know. I'm mad at you.
And besides, I like the vagina that leads to another dimension. Nat Coletta takes it. Fuck you.
I'll probably win this, I'll be honest.
The first time this motherfucker played this game, he won by like 60 cards or something ridiculous.
And then one time I came in an hour and a half late and... Almost won.
Fuck you. All right,
there you go. All right, so...
Oh, yeah.
So, Sean, your turn to judge.
What? It is?
Yeah, it goes around in a circle.
I thought it...
No.
All right, I don't understand the rules. Here we go.
Okay.
As part of his daily regimen, Anderson Cooper sets aside 15 minutes for blank.
Let's see here.
Now, do I pull my own cards?
No. You just judge.
I can't just win. I can't be like, wow, mine's so good.
Mine was fucking amazing. It's better than all. You didn't even read the other cards.
Yeah, let's go with that one.
There's six of us?
Yeah.
There's six of us, but not you.
I'm having trouble counting. Okay.
All right, I forgot.
Come on.
So, first card. As part of his daily regimen, Anderson Cooper sets aside 15 minutes for having shotguns for legs.
Only 15 minutes?
Only.
That sounds like something that's kind of permanent.
And then after that, just not anymore.
This is more Anderson Cooper speed. As part of his daily regimen, Anderson Cooper sets aside 15 minutes for fisting.
I get it. He's gay.
I get it. That was funny, Sean.
I don't know.
Why are you giving him credit?
Because.
You don't know who Anderson Cooper is?
Maybe.
Is it
CNN?
He likes to laugh.
He's had gray hair since he was like 19.
Doesn't he have like a talk show now?
Yeah, or something. Anderson, I don't know. I think he also came out.
Anderson Cooper 3.
Which makes the fisting quite hilarious.
As part of his daily regimen, Anderson Cooper sets aside 15 minutes for Prince Ali. Fabulous he. Ali Apo.
It's from Aladdin.
I'm not a Disney fan, so that one automatically loses.
Okay, well, fine.
God damn.
As part of his daily regimen, Anderson Cooper sets aside 15 minutes for finger painting.
That's funny. Just calmly in his apartment, just like finger painting with a smile on his face.
It's so soothing.
I just got like the image of the Happy Trees guy, Bob Ross.
Oh, yeah. With the fucking beard and afro. Yeah.
As part of his daily regimen, Anderson Cooper sets aside 15 minutes for sexual tension. I like that one. I'm going to go with sexual tension on that one.
Woo, I win.
Can I take that back now?
Take what back?
That you won.
No. So. There you go. All right, Anthony, your turn. Hurry the fuck up.
Hey, I have two jobs here. All right, just twofer.
Okay.
Listen, son, if you want to get involved with blank, I won't stop you. Just steer clear of blank.
Okay, let's see.
Fuck.
There we go.
Alright. The one on the bottom.
The two card ones always make everyone like 10 times slower than normal.
Which card do you want him to read first?
It's the bottom one you read first.
Okay. I don't know about that one.
just throwing them in randomly because you can't come up with something happens more often than you think.
Just get rid of your weakest links right now. All right.
Those rounds are always fun. Everyone pretends to laugh.
Listen, son, if you want to get involved with having sex on top of a pizza, just steer clear. I won't stop you. Just steer clear of an ass disaster. I like that one.
An ass disaster.
I don't want to know.
An ass disaster sounds like a... band name, maybe.
Listen, son, if you want to get involved with sports, I won't stop you. Just steer clear of dem titties.
I fail to see the correlation there.
Listen, son, if you want to get involved with my relationship status, I won't stop you. Just steer clear of my sex dungeon. I'm going down.
Fatherly conversations.
Listen, son, if you want to get involved with girls that always be texting, I won't stop you. Just steer clear of my manservant Claude.
What?
Someone throw away some cards.
Listen, son, if you want to get involved with being a dick to children, I won't stop you. Just steer clear of poorly timed Holocaust jokes. That's harder than I thought. I'm gonna go with being a dick to children. Who's that?
You always
bitch.
You always go with being addicted to children, don't you?
I hate children.
That's usually your default option.
I hate children.
So I'm judging.
Yeah.
Okay, how do I...
Draw a card. You take a butt. This is why we wouldn't let you on the podcast, Matt.
I can do video games now. Alright. As part of his contract, Prince won't perform without a blank in his dressing room.
You seem proud of this, Sean. I like
you can always tell when someone thinks they have a good one because they just slowly giggle to themselves.
Alright, as part of his contract, Prince won't perform without a greased up Matthew McConaughey in his dressing room.
Well, some visual.
As part of his contract, Prince won't perform without a gender identity that can be conveyed through slam poetry.
Such a specific demand.
As part of his contract, Prince won't perform without Samuel L. Jackson in his dressing room.
Motherfucker. Face.
Say Purple Rain again! I dare you, I double dare you, motherfucker!
Why are you laughing?
Oh, I can't wait to hear this one.
Please be mine.
As part of his contract, Prince won't perform without man meat. Alright. As part of his contract, Prince won't perform without assless chaps in his dressing room. I gotta give it to this one. Anthony? All
right. Give me all the...
Yes. I think assless chaps has won, like, 4 out of the 5 times I've heard it used in a hand.
Because assless chaps is so flexible to so many topics.
Okay, you would know, Anthony.
A 2-card one. So, okay. Having problems with blank, try blank.
Oh,
that's my horse.
Seriously, these long 15-second moments of silence are fucking awesome.
Edit them out. Just edit them out.
Everyone is required to scat during those. But, like, the vocal thing, not, like, pooping on each other.
Okay.
I just thought I would clarify.
I'm learning new words. Okay, having problems with demonic possession. Try Bill Clinton naked on a bearskin rug with a saxophone.
If anything, that would summon more demons.
Having trouble with all of the single ladies, try a gentle caress of the inner thigh.
At least it rhymes.
Okay, having problems with grammar Nazis who are also regular Nazis, try... a for real lizard that spits blood from his eyes.
Wow.
Having trouble with a mopey zoo lion? Try snorting coke off of a clown's boner. Having trouble with winking at old people? Try eugenics.
Now that one works.
The two cards make sense.
Oh gosh, I'm gonna have to go with demonic possession.
Really? Eugenics and winking at old people? Come on.
Demonic possession.
It was so correlated. God damn it!
I'm all about killing old people. That would work for me.
I wasn't telling. I was winking at old people.
I don't even want to face that topic anymore after high school.
What? Okay, we're just gonna let that go.
Just one of those off comments. Just like, well then.
I don't want to hear the rest of that story.
Alright, turns out that Blank Man was neither the hero we needed nor wanted.
The shitty ones.
I only need
only one.
You only need one.
Oh, only one?
Oh. Are you drunk?
Alright. Turns out that letting everyone down, man, was neither the hero we needed nor wanted.
Letting everyone down.
Turns out that a fart man was neither the hero we needed nor wanted. Turns out that spontaneous human combustion man is the hero we needed.
That would be a very inefficient superhero.
Turns out that some douche with an acoustic guitar man was neither the hero we needed nor wanted.
Oh, shit.
And it turns out that reverse cowgirl man was neither the hero we needed nor wanted. Some douche with an acoustic guitar.
That's me.
Shit, man.
God damn
it.
Mine made the most sense.
Last time Matt comes to the podcast.
You're not one to talk about making sense when you overlooked fucking old people in eugenics, you asshole. I'm bitter, in case you can't tell.
You're letting everyone down, man.
Yep.
My gym teacher got fired for adding blank to the obstacle course. Well, holy shit. Anthony was, like, born ready to place that.
Do-do-do-do. Wait, can you read it again?
My gym teacher got fired for adding blank to the obstacle course. Is that everyone? Okay. My gym teacher got fired for adding roofies to the obstacle course. That's definitely a fireable offense.
Did that happen at Columbia?
What?
Probably.
Hey, don't talk about that shit.
Don't talk about that.
My gym teacher got fired for adding women in yogurt commercials to the obstacle course.
Alright.
My gym teacher got fired for adding establishing dominance to the obstacle course. That's fucked up. That's actually fucked up. It's gonna end up with our, like, high school kid tribal society by the end of the class.
The wave.
My gym teacher got fired for adding chugging a lava lamp to the obstacle course.
Oh, God. Hopefully he knows.
I don't know.
Awful.
Lava and death. My gym teacher got fired for adding a black male in his early 20s, last seen wearing a hoodie. To the obstacle course.
Alright.
Okay, well, it's between a black guy in a hoodie and establishing dominance.
Mr. Zimmerman.
I'm going to go with establishing dominance.
Thanks.
Cakey.
Awesome.
I thought chugging a lava lamp had it for sure.
I was really confident about roofies.
That was tough.
Wait, chugging a lava lamp.
Come on, Sean.
When you get right down to it, blank is just blank.
Okay.
Too far?
Ooh,
this one will be really British.
What?
I can't choose my own.
Damn it. Yeah, let's go with that. 1, 2. What's gonna be really annoying about these pauses is that they're way too short to fast forward through, but just long enough to be annoying.
you can just like put like the really like loud, obnoxious new music. And, like,
I could, but I probably won't.
Just some new age music.
Fuck no.
But like,
cool story, bro. Yeah. Read the goddamn cards.
I forgot. When you get right down to it, the secret formula for ultimate female satisfaction is just spending lots of money.
Oh, yeah.
That one was good. When you get right down to it, Zeus's sexual appetite is just unquestioning obedience. Some kind of god.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up.
When you get right down to it, vomiting mid-blowjob is just sneezing, farting, and coming at the same time.
Oh, God! Way too many different types of fluids.
Yep.
Ew.
When you get right down to it, the euphoric rush of strangling a drifter is just sugar madness. When you get right down to it, the tiniest shred of evidence that God is real is just my vagina. I'm gonna go with the euphoric rush of strangling a drifter.
Oh, yes!
I really thought my vagina would
work. I'm giving all the points to Zach, damn it.
You got a vagina?
Yes.
I only have two now.
That's how we do it?
Yeah.
All right, probably put mine in front of me.
We get the black card.
Okay.
These go up here?
Yeah.
We don't segregate here, Sean.
Okay. Fine. call the law offices of Goldstein and Goldstein because no one should have to tolerate blank in the workplace. Oh, God.
It's not just a laughing either. If someone like forcefully puts down that card, they're like really confident about it.
It's like, ow, I got this. They never boom, never win.
I should have just got this.
I hate when that happens. Yeah. Call the law offices of Goldstein and Goldstein because no one should have to tolerate a lamprey swimming up the toilet and latching onto your taint in the workplace.
What workplace are you in?
SeaWorld.
Jesus Christ.
Fucked up lawsuit.
This probably happened.
It was a weird episode of Judge Judy.
Call the law offices of Goldstein and Goldstein because no one should have to tolerate a kiss on the lips in the workplace. That was just too obvious.
That's legitimate.
Call the law offices of Goldstein and Goldstein because no one should have to tolerate an interracial handshake in the law office.
I'm sorry, what was that, Anthony?
Call the law offices of Goldstein and Goldstein because no one should have to tolerate an interracial handshake in the workplace.
A Negro just touched me.
Go to law offices of Goldstein and Goldstein because no one should have to tolerate warm, velvety sex in the workplace.
Why not? I think that would be a welcome addition.
Call the law offices of Goldstein and Goldstein because no one should have to tolerate some kind of Birdman in the workplace.
What about Harvey Birdman?
Yeah, Harvey Birdman, attorney at law. There'd be a whole fucking TV show about that.
Some kind of Birdman wins.
What? Oh, what? Son of a bitch.
That interracial handshake? That wasn't even mine. Because, and I think that's
dude!
I thought that was gonna win, honestly.
That actually sounds like something out of the 50s.
I saw a white person and a black person shaking hands the other day, and I did not like it.
Something
that black man shook my hand today. They had to get rid of that episode
of Mad
Men.
He just grabbed it. Come there,
here.
All right.
To prepare for his upcoming role, Daniel Day-Lewis immersed himself into the world of...
Oh my god, that is way too perfect.
Drinking milkshakes.
Alright. I drink your milkshake! That guy is a crazy motherfucker.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Do you know his son's a douchebag rapper, too?
Is he really?
In college.
Oh, really?
He wrote a song about how he didn't want to be called, like, I don't know what his name is, but we'll call him Dougie. And he wrote a song where he didn't want to be called, like, Dougie Day Lewis.
Okay.
That's dumb.
I hate it.
That happened. Alright. Prepare for his upcoming role, Daniel Day Lewis immersed himself in the world of Figgy Pudding.
Sounds like
so dramatically.
He played a bowl of Figgy Pudding. He would probably win an Oscar.
Daniel Day-Lewis is Figgy Pudding.
Just lay down a bowl for a few months.
He just bathes in Figgy Pudding, just swims around in
the role. All
right. To prepare for his upcoming role, Daniel Day-Lewis immersed himself into a world of tripping balls.
That's not that hard.
No, it's
just gotta go to the guy, sketchy guy down the street.
To prepare for his upcoming role, Daniel Day-Lewis immersed himself in the world of calculating every mannerism so as not to suggest homosexuality.
I mean, how much method acting is necessary there?
I imagine just sitting in front of the computer like, where do I go from there?
Prepare for his upcoming role, Daniel Day-Lewis immersed himself in the world of running naked through a mall, pissing and shitting everywhere.
Daniel Day-Lewis in mall rat.
Yeah, he would fucking...
Mall cop too.
He would fucking still make it amazing and get
Paul
an Oscar.
Mall cop too.
He'd probably receive his Oscar from jail, but he'd still get an Oscar.
To prepare for his upcoming role, Daniel Day-Lewis immersed himself in the world of gay aliens.
Out of like four.
Okay. I like calculating every mannerism so as not to suggest homosexuality.
Thank you.
Damn it, Zach. I thought I had that one.
I don't remember. Mine was figgy pudding.
That was funny as shit.
I did like that.
Matt, I was so pissed off when you took my card and immediately looked at it. I was like, God damn.
I didn't read it, Zach. You know I can't read it.
Yeah, Zach.
What?
Yeah, or know who anyone is either.
I cannot enter brain. I have the dumb.
Okay, so you have to play two cards for this one, too. After months of practicing with blank, I think I'm finally ready for blank.
I just love drawing the new ones.
See, some of the white cards are funny just by themselves.
Stand alone. So good.
Like, in apples to apples, the winning card is always Helen Keller, and Cards Against Humanity has like maybe 6 or 7 Helen Keller cards.
Really?
That just like pretty much automatically win no matter what.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you.
After months of practicing with powerful thighs, I think I'm finally ready for fucking a corpse back to life. After months of practicing with Roadhead, I think I'm finally ready for my me time. I fucked that one up. After months of practicing with jizz, I think I'm finally ready for the placenta.
Everything about that.
If you choose that, you're disowned.
Did you know you can bring placentas home in Oregon now?
What?
Yeah, I heard that on the news. Yeah.
It's illegal?
Yeah, mothers can legally bring them home now.
Now it's not.
People, like, eat
I just
sometimes.
I just want to know the first case of a judge had to make a law that you say, okay, you can't bring your placenta home. Like, what was the first time where someone was like, what the fuck, man?
is it only cannibalism when someone else eats someone else's body part? Or, like, is it cannibalism if, like, I were
talking okay, we're talking about this now.
Yeah, like, I honestly want to know.
There's more cards.
What do you want
to
do?
I don't know.
After months of practicing with the Harlem Globetrotters, I think I'm finally ready for Disco Fever. After months of practicing with licking things to claim them as your own, I think I'm finally ready for the systematic destruction of an entire people and their way of life.
Damn it! I have like the perfect
just
card for it.
Everything. Everything is no.
Yeah, I wish
it. That's the weirdest genocide I've ever heard of.
I think I'm gonna have to choose powerful thighs and fucking a corpse back to life.
Yes. Although I'm very surprised that the systematic destruction of an entire people didn't.
That one was funny, but it didn't make as much sense as I would have liked.
Makes a lot.
Your
sense.
Turn.
Yeah, someone's pissed off.
All right. What left the stain on my couch?
What left the stain on Danielle's couch? Let's see.
Had that one ready.
God. Ew. One of my white cards is disgusting.
Oh, wait. Where'd it go? Here we go.
I don't know why I'm surprised.
If it's disgusting, really? Well, mind it.
Alright, what left the stain on my couch? Was it my worthless son?
gross.
Amputees.
What?
All my friends dying.
Oh my god.
Emotions. Or self-flagellation.
Ew.
Yeah, I don't like that. Definitely my worthless son.
Yes.
Oops, sorry.
Racking them up. Oh. Alrighty. Hey, baby, come back to my place and I'll show you blank. Holy shit. I didn't even finish the sentence and Danielle put down her card.
Yeah, that's like come back to
the show. Hey, baby, come back to my place and I'll show you blank. I just sounded mildly like Zap Brannigan.
Yeah, you did.
Taronga Leela. Is that everyone?
No.
Hurry the fuck up. There we go.
Oh, my God.
All right. Hey, baby, come back to my place, and I'll show you a bigger, blacker dick.
I can't believe you're the one who got that.
Hey, baby, come back to my place, and I'll show you a botched circumcision. I'm sorry, are you upset about the botched circumcision?
It's like the visualization of that is the worst.
Hey, baby, come back to my place, and I'll show you the way white people is. Hey, baby, come back to my place and I'll show you ambiguous sarcasm.
Huh.
Okay. Hey, baby, come back to my place and I'll show you David Blowie flying in on a tiger made of lightning.
David Blaine?
That's intense.
Not David Bowie.
Oh. All right. Take those out. It's going to be botched circumcision. Definitely.
Thank you.
You twisted fuck, man.
I'm the one who chose it. I'm not sure which one's worse. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Mr. Kennedy.
Blank. Hours of fun, easy to use, perfect for blank.
Okay, let's see. This is complicated. Can you read that one more time?
All right, well, it's like an advertisement, basically. Yeah. So, blank. Hours of fun, easy to use, perfect for blank.
I don't care if anyone else finds that funny, I find it hilarious. So.
Yeah, let's just throw some of this away.
Oh, this is going to be a good hand.
The trash round is great. I love these.
We all pretend to chuckle.
Actually getting shot for real. Hours of fun, easy to use, perfect for Dick Cheney.
if that doesn't win, you are un-American.
That's good.
That's not mine, but I vote for that already.
Yeah. Jumping out at people. Hours of fun, easy to use, perfect for Mufasa's death scene.
Oh shit, that one's actually really good too.
Khakis. Hours of fun. Sorry,
khakis.
Khakis. Hours of fun. Easy to use. Perfect for being a busy adult with many important.
Fuck! I can't even do it.
Read it out, you fucker. Read it out.
I can't even do it. Oh god. Khakis. Hours of fun. Easy to use. Perfect for being a busy adult with many important things to do. Fuck.
They're two really good ones.
The blandest advertisement ever.
This is supposed to be a trash round. Come on.
Oh fuck. I can't even do these. Okay. Compose myself.
Deep breath.
Stuffing a child's.
Focus, focus. Dig deep, dig deep.
I may need a surrogate to do this for me. Stuffing a child's face with Fun Dip until he starts having fun. Hours of fun, easy to use, perfect for repression.
I would not want to be the judge here.
This is a trash man.
Why is this not a trash man?
I thought this was going to be great.
Oh, there's more? Jesus Christ.
And it's just as good. All right. Not having sex. Hours of fun, easy to use, perfect for the shambling corpse of Larry King.
What?
Oh, God.
Good luck with that.
I'll go with the khakis one.
Because oh, yes!
I was not thinking.
I don't know how I won that. Do it. See, I found that fucking hysterical.
It was so deadpan.
I saw that, and I was like, this is perfect.
Just like khakis. Hours of fun, easy to use, perfect for being an adult. Oh, shit.
Oh, it's my turn.
I didn't even read the rest of it. Just khakis.
Khakis. Yeah, that's all it took for you to just die laughing. Khakis.
During high school, I never really fit in until I found Blank Club.
Blank Club. Hmm.
Just Blank Club? You said it twice.
Yeah. I was messing up the word blank. I was like, I gotta redo it.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, keep in mind if we think of anything funny that's like not here, we can write our own either black or white card.
No, I'm not funny, though.
So. I'm just saying, it's an option.
1, 2, 3. Yeah.
I'm sure there's something from my life I could write in there.
Wait, actually, I just had an idea. Continue.
Oh, God.
That's rough, okay. Where did I put it? During high school, I never really fit in until I found a Ugandan warlord club.
That's one hell of a coming-of-age story.
Cody.
During high school, I never really fit in until I found going around and punching people at club. During high school, I never really fit in until I found Vietnam flashbacks club.
Man, I was in Nam. Man, so was I.
Never too young. young to have a during high school, room. I never really fit in until I found puppies.
That would not have been funny if it wasn't for the way you read it.
It has an exclamation point.
Oh. Well, gee, I wonder whose card
it's
that
actually
is.
Actually not.
I've seen that card before, yeah.
During high school, I never really fit in until I found 10 incredible facts about the Anus Club.
Whole club?
Oh my god.
10 facts?
It's just an impractical club.
Can you even think of 10?
I mean,
no, I feel weird.
Yeah, you just made me try to think of facts about the anus, you fucker.
Vietnam flashbacks.
Cool.
Damn.
Who's Pam? Who did puppies?
I did.
Oh, that deserved an honorable mention.
This is a trash card. Alright. And what did you bring for show and tell?
No, I think this is funny, so there's that.
Oh, God. I'm having more fun just taking the white cards, I swear to God.
This game fucking amazing.
They're not even complete sentences.
It's really fun when you play this with your grandparents.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Fucking fantastic.
That sounds like there's a story behind this.
No, there's actually not.
And what did you bring for show and tell? A cop who is also a dog.
Thank you, Billy.
That sounds like a plot. Sounds like a plot for like an 80s TV show or something.
And what did you bring for show and tell? A Native American who solves crimes by going into the spirit world.
That's a hilarious card.
Does that exist? Is that based on something?
I feel like the TV show, like some kind of cartoon.
Long ago, my people, we saved the land from crime.
And what did you bring for show and tell? Whatever a McRib is made of.
That's called hazmat.
It's different. And what did you bring for show and tell? A boo-boo.
A boo-boo. Whoever made Matt Brady say that is a fucking genius.
And what did you bring for show and tell? The heart of a child.
Oh, that's either really sweet or really horrifying. I can't tell. Maybe both.
I'm gonna have to go with a heart of a child.
I like how, like, whenever you're like, this is definitely gonna win, and then you hear everyone else is gonna like, I am a shit. Yep.
I think the two Matts are in conspiracy with each other.
I don't like how Matt's just like a really good name for this game.
I'm gonna force Zach Jones to listen to this. I swear.
Oh.
It's nice to know you have to force people to listen to my podcast. It's that terrible.
I'll let you know someone's listening.
Yeah. In the seventh circle of hell, sinners must endure blank for all eternity.
Yeah, I'm going to hell for that.
I'm going to hell for mine too.
We're all ready for this.
The irony of us going to hell for this card.
It's personal experience right there.
Wait, what?
Oh god, I'm really scared. I'm really scared.
I'm gonna assume you've done all of these now, which will make this a lot funnier.
In the seventh circle of hell, sinners must endure scrubbing under the folds for all eternity. In the seventh circle of hell, sinners must endure the Jews for all eternity.
Mine sucks.
They must endure God for all eternity.
What?
They must endure my dad's dumb fucking face for all eternity. They must endure Italians for all eternity.
That would be quite
what is your bad. Are you Jews or what?
Yeah. Which one is personal?
Are you racist or what?
I've personally had to deal with Jews in the seventh circle of hell. Let me tell you, it's terrible.
Oh,
Italians
gosh.
Are not Jews.
Oh, I get it.
Let's see. I'm going to have to say the Jews.
Yes!
For the religious implications.
I love being rewarded for anti-Semitism.
I was banking on pure irony of God there.
I almost did.
I'm not like the rest of you. I'm too rich and busy for blank. Okay.
Oh, God.
I'm already going to get beat.
I'm already going to go to hell twice now.
Yeah, it
works. Go to hell, and they just like, oh, wait, we need to do this again. Back up. Drop it right back down.
Great. I'm not like the rest of you. I'm too rich and busy for parting the Red Sea.
I just entire crowd of people with just long beards and staff. Like,
that would be a very different Old Testament if that happened.
Right. And then the Jews were in Egypt for eternity.
Slavery won.
I'm not like the rest of you. I'm too rich and busy for Africa.
Don't we all feel that way?
Hashtag first world problems.
I am too rich and busy for the hiccups. I'm too rich and busy for shutting the fuck up. And I'm too rich and busy for a fetus. So, Africa.
Yes! I'm kicking ass.
Oops.
Right. Game is rigged.
It's actually impossible for me to win this round, so you get temporary solace. A successful job interview begins with a firm handshake and ends with blank. A successful job interview begins with a firm handshake and ends with blank.
A fetus.
Someone already used that card.
I don't know if I should say
I wish I could play this card.
Matt, you want to win whatever you can.
Doop-a-doop-boop-doop-doop.
Yeah, well, there we go. Thought I had something.
Yeah, well, every time I thought I had something.
You don't think.
All right. A successful job interview begins with a firm handshake and ends with words, words, words. All right, that's kind of clever. I'll give you that. A successful job interview begins with a firm handshake and ends with putting an entire peanut butter and jelly sandwich into the VCR. Okay. I don't know what to say to that. A successful job interview begins with a firm handshake and ends with some sort of Asian.
Some sort. Just not even like...
A successful job interview begins with a firm handshake and ends with the boners of the elderly. I'm upset.
That one.
A successful job interview begins with a firm handshake and ends with bullshit. That wins by a long shot.
Thank you very much.
That's perfect. Who the fuck put words? That gets an honorable mention as well.
Blank. Awesome in theory, kind of a mess in practice.
God, this one always ends in horrible things.
Yeah.
There's gonna be like bodily fluids or something in this one.
Can you read it again?
Blank. Awesome in theory, kind of a mess in practice.
Oh God, I got two good ones for this.
Fast enough to a. Oh no, you still need to be here for a round.
Here we go. Firing a rifle in...
I love this card.
Firing a rifle into the air while balls deep in a squealing hog. Awesome in theory, kind of a mess in practice.
Do you even need to read the other ones now? Fuck.
The under... Oh my god.
Come on, Sean, you can do this.
The Underground Railroad. Awesome in theory, kind of a mess in practice.
What?
You just sound like redneck. Tickling Sean Hannity even after he tells you to stop. Awesome in theory, kind of a mess in practice.
What?
Oh my god, you people are fucked up. Ass to mouth. Awesome in theory, kind of a mess in practice.
Oh god.
Glory holes. Awesome in theory, kind of a mess in practice.
I wonder if I can put this with like I wonder if I can stamp this episode with like a double explicit on iTunes, like or something.
I'm gonna go with Underground Railroad.
Yes,
I think.
Damn it! I'm fine with that. I can't.
Tickling Sean Hannity. That card was just fucking hilarious. No matter what.
Yeah.
Even after he tells you to stop.
No, that was me. I'm sad.
I am become blank, the destroyer of blank.
Oh god.
I like these in between because they give me a chance to like figure out how to breathe again.
Destroyer of?
Yeah, I am become blank, the destroyer of blank.
That's from something.
I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Okay, well there you go.
J. Robert Oppenheimer, father of the atomic bomb.
You're weird. Found my new favorite.
Did you take
card.
Any fucking AP?
It's also a quote from
I got a 5 on the AP US test, so suck my cock.
It's from some like Indian story.
Fuck it.
I want to share this card with everybody.
Well, you'll have an opportunity to very soon.
Missing I am become Morgan Freeman's voice, the destroyer of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
That's a fact, actually.
I am become flying robots that kill people, the destroyer of breaking into song and dance.
What?
I am become flying robots that kill people, the destroyer of breaking into song and dance. I am become Foreskin, the destroyer of...
I just love I become Foreskin. That's funny, that's fine.
The destroyer of dead babies.
See, that would have been good if, like, I am become
that's horrifying.
I am become botched circumcision. Yeah, I can't even say it. Fuck it, forget it.
Thanks, Sean. I am become Golden Showers, the destroyer of the safe word.
Oh, that's gross.
I am become the Gulag. The destroyer of wet dreams.
What?
Huh. Foreskin wins.
Thank Foreskin. You.
Just because of Foreskin. I don't know about that. Here
we
go.
I have a theory that the two card ones aren't as funny. That's why? That might just be me.
Well, because the two
I think
card,
it's like harder to do.
Like, yeah, the two card ones
harder to put together.
Like, they can either be really, really funny or not funny
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, you have to like have to be really clever.
Or people are like, I can get rid of two crappy cards at once.
Exactly. Or that.
Come on.
All right. Adventure Romance, blank, from Parliament Pictures, blank.
Wait, can you read that again?
Yeah.
Adventure Romance, blank.
Oh, wait, is that the one with, like, the... So it's Adventure Romance, blank, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh. Oh, there's periods, dude.
Proper punctuation. Yes, Adventure Romance, blank, from Paramount Pictures. Okay, you want to try again, Sean?
What?
It's two cards. Card.
Oh. Wait, like, wait, read it again. Fuck.
Someone else read the fucking card.
Adventure, romance, blank. From the Paramount Pictures, blank.
No, I can't.
Well, that was like
one.
A movie name.
Yeah.
Can
yeah.
I sit oh. out for
yeah.
this one?
The first one is like Sean, or the second one is the name of the movie.
Yeah.
I'll try my best next time.
Oh, shit. Much better. That worked in my
I think
favor.
That's funny.
I don't think any of this is funny. So oh, you get this one and
well, I'm sorry about this
one.
Sorry
here
about,
you go.
I'm sorry that this is funny.
Yeah, you
oh
get
god.
This is gonna just gonna be a fun hand, isn't it?
Mine's good. I know mine is good.
Man, how many cards did you win?
Like,
Jesus Christ.
Enough to keep me happy? Alright.
I'm not winning. That's weird.
Okay.
Oh, this is gonna take a while.
Now let me see.
Viewers at home, grab your popcorn, go to the bathroom. This is the time.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Adventure.
No.
Please.
But adventure, romance, nipple blades from Parliament Pictures, nothing.
What?
Oh, actually, the actual word nothing.
You wasted nipple blades?
Yeah. That was such a...
How dare you?
That was ideal.
That would be good.
So much potential.
Yes.
Man, so much for nipple blades.
Adventure, romance, genetically engineered super soldiers from Parliament Pictures, the size of my penis. Potential.
The next Captain America.
In a world where porn stars are no longer adequate.
Adventure, romance, dining with cardboard cutouts. I'm reading this backwards, I think.
Yeah, you are.
I'm sorry, everybody. Adventure, romance, the female orgasm from Parliament Pictures. Dining with cardboard cutouts of the cast of Friends.
Hey, man, wait a second. Are you saying Parliament?
Paramount.
Paramount, dude.
You don't do
oh
that.
My god, Matt LeBlanc.
Look how that's me the rubber he goes for. Matt LeBlanc.
Well, he's clearly the hottest one.
Exactly, I'm just saying. I like it.
Adventure, romance, past blue ribbon from
Paramount. Oh god.
From Paramount Pictures, Hulk Hogan.
Oh, I'm not done with this yet.
No.
It's taking Matt like 5 hours to read each one.
So. I'm learning.
Oh,
Adventure Romance The Economy from Paramount Pictures.
come on.
The Quesadilla Explosion Salad from Chili's.
What? I demand to know how that relates to the economy immediately.
Isn't it obvious?
No, it's not.
Clearly.
Not at all.
The perfection.
I like Friends.
Yes! Do you, Matt?
I do.
Do you like Friends?
I like Friends.
It's so witty.
take these cards.
Thank you. Yeah, you would have appreciated that, Daniel. It was, what was it? Oh, Adventure, Romance, The Female Orgasm, the story of going on a date with the cardboard cutout of the cast of Friends.
That sounds right, yeah.
As king, how will I keep the peasants in line?
Oh, dear.
Our entire relationship is based off of you picking this card.
So. Oh, shit. Are we gonna witness a breakup on air? That would make for some juicy airtime.
Let's hope it's messy.
50 minutes in, yeah, you gotta go through all of it.
Can you read it one more time?
As king, how will I keep the peasants in line?
Yeah, that works.
I thought you were like, okay.
Fabricating statistics.
Good, accurate.
I'm gonna be able to negotiate.
As king, how will I keep the peasants in line? A smiling black man, a Latina businesswoman, and a cool Asian, and some whites.
What?
A sweaty, panting leather daddy. Not wearing pants.
Okay.
Being awesome at sex.
Huh.
I'm gonna go with fabricating statistics.
Yes, gimme.
Fuck you, Zach.
Fine with that.
Okay, I deserve that one. That's funny as hell.
Fine with that one.
Plus, I like statistics. Statistics.
Before we start the next hand, we are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with more Cards Against Humanity. Hello there, this is Zach Kilmer talking to you. Hoping you're enjoying this episode of The Gamer's Point so far. If you are, there's a few things you could do to help us out that won't take much of your time. You could go to iTunes and subscribe to us there, leave us a review, preferably 5 stars, and leave us a little blurb that can help us spread us around. If you don't like iTunes, we're on the other major podcasting networks. We are on Zune, Miro, BlackBerry, and Stitcher. So if you don't prefer iTunes, like I don't, you can subscribe to us on any of those services. You can answer the question of the week on Facebook by going to 891thepoint.com's Facebook page and liking them, and then posting your response on any of the Gamers Point related posts. Make sure it has something to do with the Gamers Point, otherwise I won't be monitoring it as closely. If you would like to listen to any old episodes of the Gamers Point, the only place to do that is 891thepoint.com. You go to that website, hit extras, hit podcasts, and then they're there. You see, because we're poor and don't have a lot of storage for our RSS feed, so only the most recent episodes will be on iTunes and Podomatic and all of the other services. So in order to listen to any old episodes, you have to go to 891thepoint.com's website. So whether you're subscribed, leaving reviews, or leaving answers to the question of the week, we appreciate you listening. We would also like to appreciate 89.1 The Point for sponsoring us. They are a radio station in the western New York area between Buffalo and Rochester. If you live in that area, tune in to 89.1 The Point FM for great music 24/7. The best new music first. Now I'm going to stop bothering you. Let's continue with The Gamer's Point, brought to you by WBSU Brockport 89.1 The Point. Not fuck with me. Fuck. I am literally blank right now.
Oh god, I've got two really good cards for this.
I might hate you guys for what you're about to make me say.
Can I read it with my eyes?
Sure.
You really yeah, whatever. When you read my card, I'm gonna like take that and like edit it out of the podcast, and then when you like try to get a job, I'm gonna email it to
you. Oh great, wonderful.
I'm Zach Kilmer, and
if it's that good, this is just gonna be trash.
Is that everyone?
meant.
All right. Do not fuck with me. I am literally having a penis right now. Okay. Do not fuck with me. I am literally making a friend right now.
That's really sweet.
So aggressive. Making a friend.
That's about as good as I thought it was.
Do not fuck with me. I am literally whipping a disobedient slave right now. Okay. I feel bad. Do not fuck with me. I am literally an ugly face right now, guys. Why do you have to go straight for the self? Honestly. Do not fuck with me. I am literally Mr. Clean right behind you.
Right now.
Okay, it's between whipping a disobedient slave and making a friend. Those are usually the decisions I make on a day-to-day basis.
Can't develop in Southern United States.
Literally making a friend right now.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with making a friend.
Fuck. Oh, don't worry. Whatever, I'm still gonna never. You're never gonna get a job. So
God damn it. Hello, I'm Zach Helmer, and literally don't fuck with me, I'm whipping a disobedient slave. I'm just slap that right on my resume.
Here we go. The blind date was going horribly. Let me restart. The blind date was going horribly until we discovered our shared interest in blank.
So that would actually work.
I didn't like my cadence while I was reading that one.
I don't want this card anymore.
Gosh.
Yeah. Have fun.
Something funny? Are you gonna be okay?
The blind date was going horribly until we discovered our shared interest in Britney Spears at 55.
I'm pretty sure I've heard that exact combination before.
The blind date was going horribly until we discovered our shared interest in a spontaneous conga line. The blind date was going horribly until we discovered our shared interest in elderly Japanese men.
It's a Miyagi.
Wax on, wax off. The blind date was going horribly until we discovered our shared interest in Jeff Goldblum. The blind date was going horribly until we discovered our shared interest in enormous Scandinavian women. I'm gonna go with Scandinavian.
God damn
women.
It!
Yes. Wow. Every time it's Zach.
I swear. This is the first time I've been like winning. So fuck you guys.
How many cards do you have, Zach?
Actually, don't tell me.
Three. Okay. Four, five.
More than three.
Oh, yes, more than three. Right.
Oprah's book of the month is Blank for Blank: A Story of Hope. You look too excited.
Blank
I don't like
for
that.
Blank.
Alright.
That's fucked up.
Wait.
I'm not sure if that's funny, but it sounds like it.
Now, are these yours? Which are these?
I think those are the cards you're supposed to put away.
Oh, yeah.
Can you read it one more time?
Oprah's book of the month is Blank for Blank: The Story of Hope. A Story of Hope. Done. Open the cards, Matt.
Okay.
Bottom one first, right?
Yeah.
Can I just have to check?
Oh my god.
It's important.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Oprah's book of the month is Nunchuck Moves for the Virginia Tech Massacre.
Oh my god.
Well then.
Oh, someone's a genius slash horrible person.
A story of hope.
The guy was Asian, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, great. Add a layer of racism to the already terrible joke. Awesome.
Oprah's book for the month is The Flower and the Princess for Gandalf. A Story of Hope. Oprah's book of the month is Explosions for the Terrorists. A Story of Hope.
who was lucky enough to get this awesome combination?
Ah, oh, that's perfect.
By Vladimir Putin. Oprah's book of the month is Take Backseas for Home Video of Oprah Sobbing.
That's so good.
If you don't choose that, you're leaving.
Don't pressure me.
I pressure
you. That has so many layers. Oh my god.
There's still one more. Oprah's book of the month is A Saxophone Solo for The Four Arms of Vishnu.
A story of
that would be a bitchin' saxophone solo. You have four arms.
Take batches for the home video of Oprah starting to Lean Cuisine, really? They won, but yeah.
Such a luck. That's one of those you're like absolutely obligated.
Yeah. I was the one with the explosion.
I like that one.
You should have won if it wasn't for Oprah.
If it wasn't for
I figured explosions and Anthony, I had it.
Matt, like you basically had it set.
Oh, wow.
Until Oprah shopping into a Lean Cuisine ruins your dreams. Thing, as always,
for Oprah's book of the month.
Yes.
Take back seats.
Is it you?
Yes.
First, Matt.
Every step towards blank gets me a little bit closer to blank. Every step towards blank gets me a little bit closer to blank.
Oh, God. That's hell three times.
Actually, I might get arrested for this.
No, you have to leave it. I demand.
I'll explain later.
Please put it down.
Put it down.
You don't even have to own up to it. It's like a freaking firing squad. One guy's got the real bullet. Everybody else doesn't. Right.
I guess.
I will.
Yeah, but then if I win,
I'm so intimidated. I've heard. I'm going for hell for this. I'm a bad person. I've never heard someone play.
I'm going to be arrested. I might.
This.
Oh wait, I probably shouldn't do that. I might be arrested.
Yeah, casually. Like, excuse me. Are you crying? What is this card?
Every step towards falling into the toilet.
Oh wait, it might be backwards. No, that's not it, though.
Shut up.
I need to find it.
Wait, what?
Keep reading.
Be quiet.
Don't ruin someone else's hand.
Keep reading.
I have to concentrate. You have to be quiet. Every step towards falling into the toilet gets me a little bit closer to suicidal thoughts.
That's sad.
Something so, like, not a big deal either, falling into the toilet. Well, might as well kill myself. Is this it?
No.
No.
Can't be. Every step towards $1 trillion gets me a little bit closer to mild autism.
What?
Okay. Every step towards the harsh light of day gets me a little bit closer to survivor's guilt.
Whoa! I want to read that Ray Bradbury short story. Jesus Christ!
That one made me sad.
That one's like real.
Some of them make you laugh. Some of them make you cry. And then some of them make you think about your life.
Every step towards this has to be yours. An eighth or so drag gets me a little bit closer to Barack Obama.
What?
Yep.
Yeah.
I see why you were worried about that.
Yeah.
Especially since I'm recording this.
Exactly.
We'll just bleep that out.
Do you know what ether is?
What? Isn't that like where it knocks you out?
No, it's like a drug. You get all like fall down.
Well, they still probably wouldn't like you doing that to the president.
Obama's probably done it. You should read his autobiography or something.
Okay, fine.
Every step towards when you fart and a little bit comes out.
Well, come on.
Gets me a.
Can you? I'll read it.
No, Sean's not much better at it.
No. I'll just read it fast. Every step towards when you fart and a little bit comes out gets me a little bit closer to sudden poop explosion disease.
That one made me sad too.
Okay.
You sad or aroused?
Who wants to own up to that?
No, sudden poop explosion disease? That was totally me.
Good combo.
It's good that you can own up to your sudden poop explosion disease.
Okay, so
first step is admitting it.
This year's hottest album is Blank by Blank.
And that's the end of the episode, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed it. Like I said before, you can help us by going to iTunes and subscribing, leaving us a review, going to Podomatic, downloading the episodes, or going to 89.1 The Point's website to download old episodes, in addition to subscribing on any of the other podcast services. Leave your answer to the question of the week by liking 89.1 The Point's Facebook page and leaving your answer on any of the Gamers Point-related posts. We'd like to thank 89.1 The Point
for sponsoring us. Listen in if you're in the Western New York area. The best new music first. And mostly, we would like to thank you for listening. You're the best. See you next time.